Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Remember always that the mystic's path is just that, a path, not a result. We have all of eternity to travel its glorious length. The mystic is ever moving toward beauty or true self through healing. We are ever becoming. Hello, Inspired listeners. This is Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on the Om Times Radio Network. Just want to say, wherever you're at in the world, if it's morning, noon, or night, thank you so much for joining our live broadcast with our global audience all around the world. We'd like to say that you are the inspired and the inspiration, and today we are going to have a fantastic show. I am your co-host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, broadcasting to you live right now from my studio here in Seattle, Washington, the beautiful Pacific Northwest. And with every Wisdom Wednesday in our fourth season of Inspired Living Radio, my fabulous, fantastic, very talented co-host, Kim Falcon, founder of Love First in Richmond, Virginia. Hi, Kim. How are you?
Keep going, Mark. I love it. Oh, that was an awfully kind introduction. Thank you for that. I'm doing great out here, Mark. It's a little chilly out here, a little bit of a dusting of snow, and so I'm just cozying up inside in my office here in Midlothian, Virginia, and I'm excited about this next hour here with our guests. I know we're going to have a lot of interesting things to talk about here, and just as I read through their information, just like kind of the topics and, you know, some of the wisdom they're going to be sharing with us today, I love every bit of it, so I'm looking forward to it. So with that said, you know, I'm Kim Falcon. If you'd like to learn more about the work I'm doing, you can do so at lovefirst.info. If there's any way I can support you through readings, healings, or hypnosis, please don't hesitate to reach out. I will not be doing my Facebook Live event on Friday, Aloha Freedom Fridays, as I'm not going to be here, but I will be starting up again the following Friday, so please be sure to join me then at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific for conscious conversation, Q&A, mini readings, and an hour of fun. Every month, Mark and I have an inspired affirmation, and this month it is, I love and honor my body. And, you know, our bodies do so much for us. We're so demanding of what we want our bodies to be and what it has to do for us. So it's really important to remember to love, appreciate, and honor our bodies for all it does for us. Now, you can call us live and call in for questions if you'd like to today. We always enjoy hearing from our inspired listeners. You can reach us at 202-570-7057 for the U.S. If you're international, you can follow us on Facebook and send through your questions that way. If you'd like to interact with us on social media, of course, under Facebook, Inspired Living Radio, you'll be able to find us. Twitter and Instagram under Inspired for Us. Google, well, not Google Plus so much anymore.
That's going away.
But you can interact with us there. You can find out about upcoming shows. You can send through your questions. If you miss any one of our live shows, you can listen to all of our archives on Om Times Radio, Podbean, SoundCloud, MarkLanehart.com, LoveFirst.info, YouTube, and iTunes. So Mark, with that said, I'll hand it back over to you. We can get this show on the road.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, so Google Plus Communities is no longer going to be alive and up and running, so we're just going to have the three social media accounts now. And for all of our Inspired listeners, Kim and I are very passionate about what we do, and we have you covered all week long. On Mondays with me through Facebook Live, Metaphysical Mocha Mondays, Wisdom Wednesdays of Inspired Living Radio, and Aloha Freedom Fridays at the end of the week. So we got you covered all week. Check us out. If you want to work with me and do a little spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual gold, you can visit me at marklanehart.com or just internet search The Intuitive Prospector, and I'd love to do a little prospecting with you. So today's show is going to be fantastic. We have two gentlemen, very talented, very connected, very spiritual. And if you do end up calling in, we will not be doing actual mediumship readings, no live readings today. If you want to call in the second half of the show based on today's topic, which is Magician to Mystic, a mediumship path to a spiritual life, then by all means, feel free to give us a call at 202-570-7057. And when I opened the show, Kim, I actually read a passage right out of the book as I was going through it, and I thought, what better way to open the show with that? So a little bit more about the gentlemen that are joining us today, coming in from Victoria, Canada. Brian Robertson is an internationally known medium, spiritual lecturer, and highly respected teacher of transcommunication. He is founder and president of The Inner Quest, a center of study for the ethical development of mediums and serious students of the intuitive arts. He teaches at major colleges and institutions around the world, and he is a much sought-after advisor to multi-faith religious organizations, sharing the breadth of his historic knowledge both as a keynote speaker on international platforms, in documentary film, radio, and television. Simon James is one of today's finest classical spiritual mediums and a living link to the British tradition of the early 20th century, having been one of only five mediums chosen to be personally trained by the renowned Gordon Higginson. He is the director of the Inner Quest in Canada and teaches at major centers in Australia, Great Britain, the United States, Europe, and around the world. So these gentlemen definitely like to have many soul adventures globally around the world. Simon holds a degree in applied psychology and has extensive knowledge of mythology, the tarot, and related disciplines from which inform his work with mediums, teachers, and medical professionals worldwide. Both Brian and Simon are also senior tutors and course organizers at the Arthur Findlay College in Stansted, England, a place near and dear to my heart where I've been studying for the last 5 years. And it's an honor and a privilege to have them both today on Inspired Living Radio. Welcome, gentlemen.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you for having us. Great to be here.
Yeah, so just share with our global audience a little bit more about yourself. I think I got a lot of information in your bios there, but just introduce yourself and tell us about this book that has been written and receiving a lot of praise. And I know I'm already enjoying it.
I think the main point, just to keep it as brief as possible, because the bios were great that you did there, Mark. Our passion, if you will, Brian will share his own in a moment, but our passion is ultimately about bringing the modern day teaching of mediumship back to its original roots, where we actually come back to that point that mediumship is a place of self-transformation, that it actually, even though it's become a cliche now, that it's a journey and not an end result, that ultimately it is about the changing consciousness of the individual as opposed to just becoming something to share with somebody else, that actually it is a personal experience and not just about the sharing with other people.
That said in a nutshell, I mean, for who we are, we're just people on a journey just like everybody else. We come from a place of tradition and discipline. So one of the things that we have been taught that really what we do is more of an oral tradition. Why the book? Many people ask after many years. I mean, Simon's been teaching at the college for over 30 years, and I've been around for 44 in this world of what people call mediumship to be, and really it's traditionally an oral tradition that leads one to a consciousness of being of their nature. So, and one of the things that we were noticing is that it was heavy on the mechanics of what we do, especially even when we first introduce people into it to get the mind sort of awakened. And people get stuck on the mechanics versus the meaning of that. So we kind of just put this book together after many of our students kept on saying, can you just give us something to remember besides doing following you orally. So that's what we've done.
If you like, the book is a why to of mediumship rather than a how to of mediumship, because you know there's so many books out there of, you know, and so many teachers of how we deal with mediumship, but actually there's no point in developing your mediumship and not wanting to ask the question, how do we do it? We don't, first of all, ask the question, why should we do it?
I'd like to just comment on that for a moment, because I think that's just so beautiful, because I've noticed that myself. I feel like I've witnessed that a lot with some folks out there, mediums, that they're very focused on the evidence and, you know, like you said, the technical side of it and how good someone is or not good at being, you know, a medium. And a lot of times I've seen mediums not even think about the soul or the importance of connecting with themselves at the soul level. And you talk about the notion of, you know, soul-to-soul mediumship, where you're connecting with the soul of that person and bringing their essence forward. But I don't feel a lot of times that the medium, that some mediums out there really even think about the soul or understand the depths of the soul or thinking of things in that way. They're thinking about their demonstration and like the technical side of it, like you said. That's just been what I've witnessed. I feel like recently, and so I really have an appreciation of this other element that you're bringing in that I feel like is so crucial. It's so important to the foundation of the work it is that mediums do.
Yeah, one of the things, of course, when we first started, and both of us started in a very similar way, there's a very synchronistic story about our teachers. They came from the same place, ironically, and my teacher actually sat with Mr. Higginson's mother many, many years ago. Like, my teacher passed at 104, and anyways, that's another story. But one of the things that was very, very important was that we actually touched the very essence and really what is evidence. And to even contemplate that as an individual work going forward. What happens now is that the mechanics actually leans the medium more into their psychism than their actual mediumship. And, you know, if any of yourselves, and I know people who are listening who have researched or been a part of PSI, you know, that aspect will know that when you focus, if you're focusing on, for instance, how did they die, and you train the mind to look for that information, you're going to receive that information more from the energy or the aura of the individual in front of you versus the very essence of the communicator. You know, and over the years, there's been a lot of misconceptions of just even words, because mediums don't communicate, we listen. We listen, we convey. And the subtlety and the beauty of love, of that connection, of somebody who we've loved who is gone, it really is a whisper upon the wind. And it's it's very, very important to recognize that the techniques to open the mind, first you need that psychic muscle, but then we surrender that. It's like learning, taking somebody with the talent of a musician who is natural. You allow that, you see that natural ability, then you take them into technique, and then you take them back to their nature. And oftentimes now that's missing. And when that's missing, the soul is missed.
Mm-hmm. And the other challenges that we see today with mediumship is that there is almost like a fast track process of mediumship. They're almost being hothoused, where it's all that they learn is the mechanics of how to. And we see in our own work so much a lot of very unhappy people, because mediumship is being sold as this, you develop your mediumship, you will automatically become spiritual. And mediumship and spirituality have actually got very little to do with one another. Mediumship itself is purely a faculty. The spiritual life is something that is lived and is part of a practice. I've met very many spiritual people who have no mediumistic faculty whatsoever. And I've met a great many mediumistic people who I certainly wouldn't describe in any way, shape or form as spiritual, just because of their choices and of their actions. And so for Brian and myself, our work and the way we were trained and our tradition, and hence the book Magician to Mystic, is about really trying to put back the missing piece in mediumistic training, to actively go, okay, so here's the mechanics, that's fine, but let's stop asking how to do a thing, and let's first ask, why do you want to do this? What is the soul calling? And what is ultimately the purpose that you have in talking to the dead?
Mm-hmm. Powerful. I could have used this book 10 years ago when I started my mediumship journey. We're going to be going to our first break here. Perfect timing. We're going to be back here in 2 minutes of Inspired Living Radio with our very special guest today, Brian Robertson and Simon James, calling in from Victoria, Canada, talking about their book, Magician to the Mystic, A Mediumistic Path to a Spiritual Life. We'll be back here on Inspired Living Radio in 2 minutes. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Death Row Dogs Rescue is a 100% all-volunteer, no-kill rescue 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are run solely by volunteers who dedicate their time and resources for the past 30 years to rescuing homeless pets from the streets in Los Angeles and surrounding areas, and from city and county animal shelters who are on death row, often moments away from being euthanized. We provide housing, medical care, and training to these neglected, abused, and often severely injured animals. Donate now, save a life, and allow these beautiful dogs to experience a home life filled with love. All donations are greatly appreciated and are tax deductible. Please visit www.deathrowdogsrescue.com to see some of our amazing dogs who need homes. Do not breed or buy. Make adoption your first option.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio. Today's guest, internationally known mediums, teachers, senior tutors, and course organizers at the Arthur Findlay College in Stansted, England, and directors of the Inner Quest Foundation in Victoria, Canada. Brian Simon, welcome back to Inspired Living Radio as we discuss your book today, Magician to Mystic. And I was just thinking before the break, man, I could have really used this manual 10 years ago when I started my path of mediumship. I started mediumship because I wanted to talk to my brothers. I didn't know I'd actually be getting into the work itself or be doing a radio show. And when I started out, it was really about the checklist medium. It was really about covering all those checklists. And when I went to England for the first time to study at the Arthur Findlay College in 2013, gentleman that you both know very well, Eamon Downing, kind of put me on the path of, you know, feeling the emotion and the healing of your own mediumship and what mediumship really is about. So, you know, you talked that you had trained with Gordon Higginson directly, and there was five of you. Just curious who those five people are.
There was, there still are, obviously. Mavis Petilla, Glenn Edwards, who passed a couple of years ago, myself, Paul Jacobs, and a gentleman by the name of Martin Young. So there were five of us who were directly brought under his teaching.
Yeah, I just finished up a course with Paul Jacobs in November. So, and I know that he was he's been there for several years as well, and I've been in a mentorship program with Mavis Petilla. And I just want to give an inspired listening shout out to Mavis right now as she is going through some health issues and surgery, and just wanted to, you know, I know there's a lot of people, thoughts and prayers for her journey, so I just wanted to give her an inspired listening shout out as well. So let's jump into the book and let's talk about one of the passages of the book that really caught my mind for today's modern mediumship. Is you said in the book that there's been a lot written about mediumship, spiritual and mysticism, you know, but much of the existing literature of the past is either outdated or it references or written in a style which the modern mind finds difficult to comprehend. So I thought that would be a good place to start.
Well, one of the things is we were always taught, and it was taught traditionally, that we move forward with every generation, not backwards, and have the will to actually surrender a truth for a new truth. And what has happened is what we're seeing within sort of the industry of mediumship today is everybody's still hearkening back to what was versus what is. And when we say that, we must remember that, if you like, before there was a psychiatrist, before there was a psychologist, before there was a priest, there was a medium, there was the spirit healer of the tribe. And a lot of that had to do with psychology of mind and how the advancement of that tribe or that culture moved forward. What we find in mediumship, the biggest challenge today is people want to hold on to concepts from either their religious or philosophical background or their cultural background. And that's not what we were trained. I can say that the both of us have had to challenge ourselves to let go of what we believe to be true when we first started out to what we understand to be true today. And that is one of the biggest challenges that I think all people on this pathway have, yet it's not necessarily taught. And it can be very uncomfortable. You know, we have students literally from around the world and from different cultures. And if I am to teach, or we are to teach, a cultural belief that is North American or Western to some of our Eastern students, they would smile at us. And then after the break, we wouldn't see one of them, because they would know that we were teaching from a cultural belief system, not a universal thread of truth. And that's part of what the medium seeks to do. So, you know, from our tradition, everything from individuals who touched it, such as Jung and Tesla and J.B. Ryan and Pauli, who was a physicist with the nuclear bomb, all those type of people were involved in with mediums or are actually had a mediumistic potential. And they moved their abilities, their talents as everyday mediums to move the world forward. And that's what we believe mediums are here, to move individuals forward, but also to move the world forward. We can't do that if we don't move with the times as mediums.
Yeah, it makes so much sense. Why, and you're so right about. Go ahead.
Go on, Mark. So I was just going to say, basically, that's why Brian and myself coined the phrase everyday mediumship, because people automatically assume that, oh, mediumship is just about talking to the dead. Absolutely not. It's literally, if you will, 1/10 of the iceberg of what mediumship really is, you know? Mm-hmm. And ultimately, as we've always said, if you're going to use your mediumship in an everyday sense, it has to be practical. What's the point of it? You know, ultimately, and we've always said this for years, wherever we've taught that, there's no point in talking to the dead if you can't talk to the living, you know? Because it has to have a practical application in order to change this world, you know?
Yeah, very, very true. And that belief system, you know, I myself, I'm sure, Kim, you're in the same boat, you know, going against what you've been taught to believe your whole life. And then all of a sudden you step into, for me, it was through tragedy and in a near-death experience that kind of opened up mediumship for me. But ever since, you know, those years of, you know, just putting my toe in the water of mediumship, of what mediumship is all about, that's so very much on point about everyday mediumship and the healing and your own journey that we go through. Now, if folks want to check this book out and get a copy of the book, like the one I'm holding right now here, hot off the press, how do they do that, and where can they locate you guys?
Well, the book you can find on, the easiest way to get it really is on Amazon or any of the main web-based booksellers. We also sell it here at the Inner Quest Center, which we have our own center here in Victoria, Canada, and obviously on our websites, which is innerquestfoundation.com, all of our teaching programs, and also directions of where to obtain Magician's Mystic, you can find there.
And just want to let the Inspired listeners know that we have the full write-up on our closed Facebook page. Just look for Inspired Living Radio. You'll have to ask to join the community, and you can get the links as well for everything that Simon was just referencing. And I know for a fact that it's also sold in the Arthur Findlay bookstore, because I was just there and I saw a copy of it. So luckily Simon and I were talking, so I didn't actually have to purchase it. Otherwise, I probably would have purchased it when I was in England, and a little bit more expensive on the pound. And you guys have some events coming up as well this summer that I want to let the Inspired Listening audience be aware of, so they can actually learn directly from the both of you. What are some of the events that are coming up for you?
Well, we do a number of international retreats. We have programs that run throughout the year, but we have big international retreats, and we're doing three this year. We start off with Celebrate the Magic, followed by Magician's Mystic, and then followed by Plato's Cave. And these are basically sequential courses that really begin to explore the concept of that is held in Magician's Mystic, that is esoteric mediumship. And they are being held, and we hold them every year during the month of June. Esoteric mediumship is literally where we encourage people to, of course, understand and utilize the mechanics of mediumship, but to go beyond the top surface of mechanics, to actively explore the meaning, not just for the recipient of the communication with the spirit, but also what is the meaning both to the soul of the medium, the soul of the recipient, and also what is the spiritual ramifications of communication to that other world of the spirit? Because very few people actually ask, well, what does the spirit world get out of this? You know? And there are so many layers and ramifications spiritually to the work that we do. So those are the programs that we hold in the summer. We also work with healing mediumship as well, which we've been working with and promoting for many, many years. And our healing retreats, the Healer's Heart retreats, are normally held in October. And again, all of the details can be found on the website.
Brilliant. Thank you for sharing that. So one of the questions I have, as far as if people can't make it to the West Coast, get up to Victoria, which is beautiful if you've never been to Victoria, how will you be offering like any kind of online courses or people could connect with you for, because some of our Inspired listeners are global, and is there a way they could connect with you online?
Yeah, online courses
or workshops.
Yeah, they're actually coming online as soon as we have time. We're quite busy other than the actual courses, so we've sort of scheduled. We're working on our a couple of online courses as we speak. When we've got time, we've got a tarot course actually coming this weekend. Simon's leading a tarot course. There's a number of sort of small courses that we're doing besides the major ones. So the online courses, we would just encourage people to keep an eye on the website because they will be coming. We've been working on that for a little while. We've just been on one of our pilgrimages to Egypt. So we're just getting back on track here, and that is what we're actually working on. So they will be coming hopefully as soon as we can get them done, because we get a lot of demands for that. We will be traveling internationally, of course. We do have some obligations to finish off, so we will do our best to get those online courses up and running. So for your listeners, they can just check the website, and lo and behold, they will be there at some point. Are you there, Mark?
Oops, sorry about that. Yeah, no, I was on mute. I was talking the whole time, and I was on the mute. Would you, as just another question I have, would you talk about the difference between a magician and a mystic? What is, for our listening audience, they may not know what the differences are or what they are in general.
Well, the interesting thing is that, and everybody goes through this on this journey, when you first come into contact with mediumship, and this is the difference that we see today compared to when Brian and myself began, and particularly with Gordon Higginson, my teacher. When we started, no one set out to become a teacher of mediumship. You set out to allow the spirit to move you to see what the spirit wanted your mediumship to be, not what that you wanted. And if you will, we've described the magician consciousness as somebody who is in that state where you're very eager, you can't wait to move on to the next technique, you can't wait to move on to the next workshop to go, okay, what can I do to strut my stuff? And you see that so much today with mediums where I've just given the greatest evidence, I was amazing, I was brilliant, and it's all I. And that's the magician consciousness, because you're feeding your basically own excitement, to a certain extent, your own lack of self-worth. And you see that today in modern mediumship so much that they utilize mediumship to act as a band-aid to their life, that really they haven't dealt with their stuff. So they're utilizing the techniques of mediumship to make themselves feel good about themselves. You often hear, particularly today, which is, again, a complete misunderstanding of mediumship, and I'm sure you've probably heard it, Mark, particularly when you've been in the UK, you're only as good as your last demonstration.
Very true.
This is a complete misunderstanding. Yeah, this is a complete misunderstanding of what mediumship is. Because as soon as you say that, you've turned the actual sacred process of mediumship into a theatre production, critiqued by the audience. Yeah. Exactly. And so mediumship is, while it can appear to be entertaining, is not an entertainment. If you want to be entertained, you can go to the theatre and catch a show. Mediumship is a sacred process. But when we're in that magician consciousness, we are so drawn to that flashbang Hollywood entertainment process that we completely miss the spiritual understanding. When we actually begin to grow into the adulthood of our development and we move into the mystic consciousness, we actually then begin to see what that is. And that is a relationship with the divine, where we then begin to understand that mediumship is not meant to replace life. It is meant to enhance life.
So you sit in your peace. At the beginning of the book, of course, we contemplate myth a lot. We start with the Sorcerer's Apprentice. Of course, not the Mickey Mouse version, but the actual synopsis of the real version. And that is that eagerness. And that eagerness needs to turn into reason. And the reason for the pathway of the medium is to become the mystic. A mystic doesn't have a card to say, I'm so-and-so mystic, but rather it's an emanation. And so we seek to be the living emanation. Mediumship, understood properly, is all forms of mediumship are healing. To touch the very soul of the individual that we may be communicating with as we listen to that loved one, if it happens to be that connection to what people deem the spirit world, that surrender of that consciousness as it transcends back to the return of to the one. And so when we begin to understand that as mediums, we start to understand that it's never really been about our talent, but about our service. Because mediumship's all about service, not serving to our own consciousness, but rather to humanity. And that is the most important thing, I think, that we were taught within our training.
And with that thought, just stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes as we head into our next break. Stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim as we talk about the book Magician to Mystic with both of our guests here, Brian Robertson and Simon James. Thank you both for being with us today. Before we went to break, you guys really touched on some beautiful practices and teaching of yours and the important things to remember about, you know, mediumship being in service, because sometimes I think, you know, we forget that. The ego gets in the way and, you know, off we go. Mediumship is a very deep, in my own experience, a deep, deep experience where you're learning so much about your own soul in this journey. In addition to, of course, connecting with others' souls, but there's a lot that I know I've learned just about myself on this path. So I love what you had to say about that. Actually, one of the things you talk about is the real reason for communication with the physically dead is not to prove that there is life after death, but that there is life before death, which I thought was very interesting because just in some of my own channeled work recently, I was getting that, you know, that humanity is really, we're becoming more and more and more conscious. And in that process, I was getting, and I'd love to hear what your thoughts are and your experiences, that we're going to need less proof. You know, a lot of times the evidence is there for proof that there is life after death. But I'm feeling like the need for proof is going to start going away because there's going to be this inner knowingness within us. Maybe we don't know how we know, but we just know that we are beyond this physical existence. And so the need for proof, I feel like, is going to be less and less. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's a really good question, and this is something that we talk about a lot. The biggest issue that we've got and the biggest problem, particularly where sort of modern mediumship, when it reappeared, if you will, in the 19th century and influenced the spiritualist movement, and obviously spiritualism uses mediumship, but it doesn't own mediumship. Mediumship is a human right, if you will, a human experience. But the biggest problem is the use of the word proof. And we still see today in mediumship training, the fact of the matter is we do not as mediums give proof. We give an experience. Because your proof of survival of life after death may be very different to what I call evidence of proof of survival. And if we'd really given ultimate proof, the world would be a completely different place than it is today. And really the best scientific empirical evidence of life after death was really done a good 100 years ago. And so there is empirical evidence that, again, you know, has not changed the world. So when we talk today about evidence of life after death, really what he does is really not describe properly what we do as mediums. All we can do as mediums is give an experience. So that if I'm describing your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, then I have to give at least a framework so that you can go, that's recognizable. Absolutely. You know, if your father's called Jack, the answer is either yes or no. It's either yes, his name's Jack, or no, it's not. And so we have to give a framework, of course, of the actual fact of who is communicating. But again, that doesn't constitute proof or evidence. It only constitutes proof or evidence to the person that you're giving it to. And even then, they may have a very different idea of what that looks like. And so as mediums, what we have to start now, and this is the way we teach in the tradition that we come from, is that each of us as mediums gives that person an experience that gives information that that individual can take away for their own personal proof, their own personal experience, to make them think, to make them change, to perhaps open them up to a wider experience. But the word proof and evidence, we find, has really trapped people in this rigid box of what they think they have to give, because you can give the best evidence, the best information that you think is really good, and the recipient will go, well, that's not what I was looking for. That doesn't make sense to me. And so what we have to do is recognize that,
right.
You know, and I'm sure you've both been there in that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so what
yes.
we do is give them an experience of the spirit that they can use.
And when you actually use the mechanics, what happens is you stop listening to that loved one, because that loved one will actually give you what the need is. You know, J.B. Rhine, the Rhine Institute, has spent decades trying to prove this. And we have dear friends who actually knew J.B. Rhine. We come from a place of involvement. And, you know, some of them are still alive. And when they go to a demonstration of mediumship, they will tell you right away that 98% of the people they see, and they see a lot of different mediums on the platform due to where they are actually working psychically. And we know that in the hopes to try and prove to the individual. And what we're finding is actually we're losing mediums versus gaining mediums at this point in time, because we're forcing them into, okay, work on the end of death. I mean, somebody lives, if they're blessed, 90 years, and the medium's working in a demonstration, let's, for lack of argument, saying 15 minutes, and 10 minutes of that is how they died or what their death experience was. Well, that might have been like 6 months of their life, maybe, out of 90 years. I don't think that's coming from a loved one who needs to go, I love you, remember when. You know, because it's all about memories and connection. And the closest information in the aura of a recipient is the death if there's an emotional charge. Why I mention this is because, Kim, we believe what you just said is very, very true. Is if you focus on that mindset, you end up, your mind, by your command, will get the information that you think is relevant. But we who have an ability need to ask, what is the relevant to the one who is no longer physical? And what is relevant to the one who is living? And that is the soul connection. That is how we were always trained. And it's not an easy thing to do, because, I mean, we in our early days were taught mind journeying, which mind journeying you'll see a medium do where, okay, I've got, in your purse, there's a picture of your loved one who I'm talking about. Oh, they're taking me into the house, and they're taking me into the drawer, and in the sock drawer, there was a letter, and the letter was. We were taught mind journeying. In our day, we were taught that that was a psychic component that was triggered by a memory of a loved one, but we knew what we were doing. Now it comes across as if the spirit world's giving that information. We were always taught that it wasn't. That's the difference today. Does that make sense? And so
yeah,
when you talk about...
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So soul to soul is really touching the heart of the matter. You know, we've got to remember that, as Simon always says, we are the voice of the voiceless. And so our job is to listen and to deliver what they want. Today, sadly, and I know you guys have witnessed this, and sometimes starting out, we get into the pressure. We have to make the audience happy. Well, what has happened, especially in the last 20 years, is the audience is our judge and jury. The problem with that is the audience doesn't know our craft. Our craft takes years and years and years, just like a piano concerto. Is created. Just like someone who has an amazing talent to be able to do something to serve, it takes years. You know, you wouldn't go to a doctor with 4 months of training. You wouldn't go to a surgeon with a year of training. You wouldn't be taught brain surgery by somebody who's only been in it for 4 years. You know, people just need to teach what they know, which is absolutely fine. But we need to take the craft back because we're losing the talent. And that's our concern. We're not trying to judge anybody here. But we're concerned that there are wonderful people there with an ability who are waking up and saying, wait, there needs to be something more soulful here. Am I healing this person? Am I serving this person? Am I giving them peace? And that's our job, really. But first, our inner world needs to also seek the peace. As Kim said, you know, we as individuals, all of a sudden it becomes our journey of healing as well, because it is. Because when we seek our healing, then we serve better. And in our tradition of and how we were brought up in this, it's all about service, you see. It's all about service. And we love it. And we hope other people who find this talent within themselves that truly love it, and recognizing that it's a never-ending story of education. You know, I every day I seek to contemplate what I've learned. And I know Simon does too, and I hope all your listeners do that for themselves. Because as Simon's teacher said to him, you'll be the best medium you can be just before you die. It's because you're still learning.
That is the truth. I mean, every time I'm in a session, it's something new that we're learning, and then something that we continue to learn from even after the session has ended. So that's beautifully said. I couldn't agree more. You talk a lot about education and the messaging that the way it is you'd like to teach people that are interested in mediumship. But can you talk about, like, what kind of education and training you offer at the InnerQuest?
What we do is, I mean, obviously we teach the mechanisms of mediumship, but we don't just teach it on its own, if you will, or in its individual process. We teach it within the understanding that before you can know how to do a thing, is ask, why am I doing it? Our programs are all based on, first of all, the development of self. Because without the development of self, you do not have a safe place for the faculty to actually develop. And that's why I'm sure both of you have come across this. You see a lot of mediums today that are very unhappy, they're very competitive. They tell you that they're the best medium, they're number one, and all of this stuff. You know, and as soon as you hear some medium say, I'm number one, you're hearing somebody that doesn't understand mediumship. There is no number one. There is no best than anybody else. There is just the development of the self. And so our programs are all based in, first of all, let's develop the individual. Let's then find out what the spirit needs to develop. What does the soul need from their mediumship? And so what we try and do always with our students is listen to the soul. Okay, where does their mediumship need to go? You know, and this is the way we were trained. This was our training, both Brian and myself received. in how to do this is let's listen to the soul of the student. Let's find out what, in conjunction with the world of the spirit, is needed. And actually, some people misunderstand that the development of mediumship is not meant to be just to put everybody in a public scenario or on a public platform. That's one aspect, yes. But it may mean they touch a development or a gallery reading or a demonstration, whichever word you want to call it, and then their soul takes them in a different place. There are so many different ways to serve the spirit, and the public face of it is only one aspect. Most people we see are trying to encourage their everyday mediumship so that their art comes out, their ability to be a good mother, a good father, a good brother, a good parent, a good child, whatever it is, that the spirit moves them into that direction. And that's what our programs are based upon.
I love that. You know, Brian, you make a very, something you said really resonates with me. A lot of my own mediumship is what you said was about self-healing and the healing that takes place within our journey. Like I said, I only got into mediumship because I just wanted to talk with my loved ones that had passed over. And Simon, you're right. The competition, I always say that there is enough grieving to go around for everybody, and the only person you should ever be in competition is with yourself. No, nobody else, because it's so different when it comes to mediumship for every single person that walks this path. And I just want to thank you. I guess we're out of time. Oh my gosh, that went by so quick. Brian, Simon, thank you so much for being on Inspired Living Radio. We really, truly appreciate the knowledge and wisdom and education that you're sharing with the world. And love to bring you back for another session if we can. All right, Inspired listeners, until our next Wisdom Wednesday and our next soul adventure together, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste.